Unplugging for Wellness by Dr. Eric Plasker. The first smartphone-like device was the IBM Simon, available to the public in late 1993, before the term smartphone existed. A short 4 years later, in 1997, the first recognized social media platform, 6degrees.com, was launched. Today, not even 30 years later, we are living in a hyper-connected world, where smartphones and social media dominate our daily lives. However, in addition to the world of benefits, this constant buzz of technology has also created the need for respite. Digital detox retreats have emerged, offering participants a structured environment to unplug, unwind, and reconnect with themselves and nature, away from the distractions of screens and notifications. More and more people today are unplugging for wellness. Origin and evolution. Digital detox retreats have gained popularity around the world in response to the pervasive presence of digital devices in modern life. The rapid advancement of technology has brought undeniable benefits, but has also led to concerns about its impact on mental health, productivity, and overall well-being. The first digital detox retreats began appearing in the early 2000s, often in remote locations where internet access is, or was, limited or unavailable. They initially targeted individuals experiencing burnout or tech addiction, offering a sanctuary to reset and recharge away from the pressures of constant connectivity. Far from the siren's call of technology, people re-experience what it's like to stop the constant multitasking and feel something other than information overload. Retreats offer a structured opportunity to slow down, reflect, and practice mindfulness without the distractions of emails, social media updates, and digital notifications. Digital detox retreats typically take place in serene, natural settings such as mountains, forests, or coastal areas, where participants can immerse themselves in nature and engage in activities that promote relaxation and inner peace. The retreats are carefully curated to minimize digital distractions, often with no or limited internet access and strict guidelines regarding the use of electronic devices. Participants are encouraged to engage in any variety of outdoor recreation and activities like yoga, meditation, art therapy, and group discussions focused on mindfulness and personal growth. Benefits. The benefits of going cold turkey are many. Disconnecting from digital devices allows participants to reduce stress, anxiety, and mental fatigue associated with constant online engagement. Indeed, time away from screens can improve concentration and productivity, as people experience life without digital interruptions. Eliminating exposure to screens before bedtime often improves sleep patterns and overall sleep quality. Additionally, by taking the extra step of practicing mindfulness techniques such as meditation and yoga, retreat participants can develop greater self-awareness and emotional resilience. It goes without saying that spending time outdoors and engaging in nature-based activities can foster a deeper appreciation for the natural world and promote physical health. Come one, come all. Interestingly, digital detox retreats are available to, well, everyone. While many of us grew up playing outdoors with our friends, there are already generations of kids who grew up in a world that revolves around the internet. Children as young as 3 years old are developing technology dependencies, and there are digital detox retreats and camps to help them. These are kids who often prefer the digital world to the real world, and as a result grow up without the skills to thrive socially, in school, and in life. The benefits of a digital detox retreat are that you get to experience a purposeful vacation where you have positive distractions that offer you an opportunity at a clean slate. The downside is that total abstinence can be very uncomfortable for some, and they run the risk of falling into old habits once they are back in familiar surroundings. Cold turkey really isn't for everyone, and it's a very personal choice. Options. With proper planning and perhaps some guidance, a do-it-yourself digital detox is entirely possible. For many, the most effective handling of the situation isn't to completely step away for a period of time, but to take the albeit slower road of limiting screen time. By learning new habits that help you control your use of technology so that it serves you, you can create a new, longer-term, sustainable relationship that provides a sense of balance in our increasingly tech-saturated world. Taken a toll. Living your 100-year lifestyle requires a commitment to living a healthy, balanced lifestyle, possibly for 100 years or more. If you have been indulging in constant connectivity, know that in addition to your mental health, it has taken a toll on your physical health as well. No matter what piece of technology you use, your neck and nerves may be paying the ultimate price. For every inch you look down at your phone, the weight of your head increases by roughly 10 pounds. Multiply this by several hours a day, 7 days a week for months on end, and what happens? This forward head translation places an enormous amount of stress on spinal bones, nerves, and the muscles that control your head movement. The result is headaches, hunchbacks, neck pain, and more. No matter what your age or how you plan to digitally detox, start your healing process by taking care of your spine and nervous system, the master controller of your entire body. Your 100-year lifestyle chiropractor can help you down the path to better health and keep you healthy every step of the way. Looking to connect? Contact a 100-year lifestyle provider near you today.